No sooner do we cast off, no sooner do we round the point, when black clouds circle the sky, gather over the boat like a solid black roof. And Zeus, on behalf of the god of the sun, whose precious cattle were ripped apart, triggered thunderbolt after thunderbolt. It didn't take long. The end was quick. The mast broke like a twig, the hull fragmented. Every man was pitched into the churning swell. I saw each face go past, gulping for breath, reaching for a hand or rope. I saw heads rise and sink, then rise no more. Eurylochus was last, choking and thrashing, eating the sea, breathing the sea till his lungs were lead weights in his chest, pulling him down. I saw every last shipmate and friend drown.
But you stand here before us, alive. You lived to tell the tale.
Lived, yes. And relive it now, as if I was back there, afloat in the sea with broken timbers and dead men. I catch hold of a leather strap. It just comes to hand. Why do I need it? I don't know, but I hold on. Hold on. The mast rolls past on its side. I mount it. It throws me off. Scramble back on. And here's a plank or spar. I lash the spar to the mast with the strap. Now it's a floating cross, a crude raft. The thump of the air. Wind hammering my back, landing punch after punch. Then it's night, suddenly. I'm still alive. Still alive. The current sweeps me along, a race of water heading where? Backwards? Back to the nightmare. Scylla again and again. Charybdis. Zeus, spare me. Here comes an upswell. Within reach, just the limb of a fig tree. I grab it. I'll hang on. The blood drains. My arms are someone else's. Then, is it an hour I've dangled over the vortex? I'll die now. This moment I'll let go. Or this moment now. Or then, an earth tremor, a quake under the sea. All Charybdis swallows, she vomits back again. I let go, ride the ripcurl, roll in the tidal wave, and here's the puked-up remains of the raft. I'll row with my hands. I'll row for 4 days, 5 days. I'll row with my arms. 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days.
Touch him, someone.
Prop him in a chair. He's losing his balance.
No, I'm fine. Let me stand.
Nonsense. You're only half conscious. Here's a drink, Odysseus. Not salt water now, just wine. Oh, someone fill the glass again.
I'm fine, really. Thank you.
All so long ago, but still so clear in your mind.
A waking dream, a living nightmare. And you know the rest. I fetched up on Ogygia, Calypso's island. 7 years in her grip, then a tortuous journey here. 10 years at war, 10 years at sea. Who knows, if your daughter hadn't taken pity on me, hadn't seen through the coat of leaves and the lice-infested hair and the filthy skin, hadn't seen the man underneath. Who knows?
Odysseus, we...
No, let me. I was hesitant and unbelieving at first. You're a weaver of tales, Odysseus, and you're cunning and astute. The subject of your stories is your own cleverness. You've enough guile for a whole army, I suspect. But there's no doubting your desire and intent. Your wife, your son, and your home, they're your magnetic north. Only a man with a passion and love like yours could have survived. There's no greater cause. Now, I want nothing more than to see your journey complete.
Believe me, Odysseus, when Queen Arete changes her mind, mountains have moved. Load a ship with treasure, gifts for our new friend, and sail him home at once.
Must he leave now?
Yes, he must.
But have him stay another week to gather his strength.
Haven't you been listening, Nausicaa? Every step of the way something has tripped him up. Opportunities have been traps. Open doors have been prisons. Invitations have been life sentences. People have bedeviled him. Not all of them men.
Yes, monsters and gods, you mean.
Women. That's what I mean. He won't be sidetracked again. We won't offer the same temptation.
No, Mother.
So compassionate. So understanding.
Believe in us. We'll see you safe home. We have the knack of these waters. Nothing will drive you back or knock you off course. Is a boat prepared?
Ready and waiting.
With gifts on board?
Stack the gunwales, my lord.
What crew?
The best oarsmen from your fleet.
My noble lord, merciful queen, gracious princess.
A toast to Ithaca's returning king. To Odysseus.
To Odysseus!